I want to talk a little bit about tariff now that I mentioned the word tariff, because I want to hit up Biden on this as well. You know, right now, China.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
It's dumping steel on the American market. That's true. They're selling us subsidized steel. And we are, in order to solve the subsidized steel problem, what we as America, our American government wants to do is to put a tariff on Chinese steel. Okay, let's stop there for a minute. Our government, in order to stop China from dumping steel on our markets, we want the American people, the victims of this dumping, the average American citizen, to pay a tax to the United States Treasury, just like Trump did, to make the steel from China more expensive to you so that you would buy American steel. Why is it we are constantly asking the middle class to pay? The inflation was created by corporations, and to solve that problem, we are asking Americans to pay a higher interest rates on credit cards, car loans, home loans, etc. Why? To slow the market down, to convince the corporatocracy to either stop raising their prices, keep their prices steady, and in some cases, lower their prices. There's an alternative. In the case of China throwing their steel onto the market, instead of charging the American people a tax, why not give subsidize our steel so that it costs less for an American to buy it? The prices for our steel would drop down. The economic activity would increase because we're keeping the money circulating in the United States, and we get more volume. But no, we don't do that, because our system believes you constantly penalize the people who drive the markets, the American people. The same applies with inflation. If the corporations want to create inflation, let them create inflation. Tax it right back out of them and subsidize every American in a progressive-based manner by giving them the money that the corporations are stealing. And that way, you're not telling the corporations how to price things. You're just saying, okay, when we see your corporate profit based on your cost, we are going to tax it back out of you and give it to the American people. Stop penalizing Americans for things corporations and countries do.
We spend a lot of time deconstructing the news, trying to parse it into a form that everybody can understand. We try to find those little nitpicks where it flies above the fray, etc. If you
Sign up to The Economist for in-depth curated expert analysis of world events and topics ranging from business and culture to science and technology. You'll get the weekly digital edition, online-only articles, curated newsletters on politics, the markets, science, culture, and China, and full access to The Economist Podcast Plus. The Economist is independent journalism for independent thinking. Go to economist.com and get your first month free.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Kila, like these videos that we do, I want to ask a big favor. Please go ahead, number one, subscribe to our channel, and number two, please join if you can. Thank you so kindly for watching. Keep watching. Please remember to share. We must populate the entire internet with our progressive message, a message that we know is what most Americans say that they want. So help us, please join.